Well, welcome back. Morning Hog Happy Hour rolls on this Friday. Back in the studio for the Riggs and Guy Brew Review, that's Josh and Amelia from SR Parod. Yes. Woo-hoo! Clap for them. Thank you guys for coming back, and thank you for bringing beers to me. You could have come back just empty-handed. It would have been fine, but Guy would have been disappointed. I'd be all right with
very.
It. Yeah. But you brought some tasty beers on the front end, some Bell's flavors. What are we trying on this side?
So next up, we have our friends at Lagunitas.
Oh, yeah.
This is Stereohopic IPA.
Stereohopic.
This is one I have not tried.
I have not either.
Wow. Well, we're all getting a first shot.
Because it says it's version one, so I'm
assuming. Oh, version, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love Lagunitas.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about it 100 times. They have a very distinct style and flavor.
Yes.
That is, to a fault almost sometimes, is Lagunitas.
Right. But that's a good thing because it's so flavorful and tasty.
This one's going to clock in at 7.2%.
Hello. Yep. Oh, that's good stereo. Wow.
But
that's 3.5 per speaker. Or 3.6 per speaker.
I can hear this beer. It's that good.
Mm. Okay, all right.
All right, so that almost has a sweet aroma to it. Not fruit sweet, but...
So it says you're going to get notes of pear, honeysuckle, and lychee.
That's a honeysuckle I'm smelling. I didn't know it.
Interesting.
But thank you for putting it in my head. Mm. Yeah? Lychee, is that what three of the lychee?
Lychee,
yeah.
I
saw one of those on at a Pirine's or something. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, they're kind of spiky looking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like a jelly fruit.
Inside. Yeah. But if this is what's inside of it, I'm going to go buy a bunch of them.
Right, exactly.
You know, smash them up in my house and make them into beer. Well,
wow.
That's really good. So it's this is good. A new
correct
Lagunitas flavor.
Yep. How new?
Brand new.
Brand new? There you go.
Okay.
And and seasonal or not seasonal?
This is seasonal as well. Uh-oh. So we didn't get very many cases of it. So if you're a huge Lagunitas fan, definitely go out there and grab it. Even
if
you're
not, it's good.
Go grab it anyway because it's a great beer.
Wow.
Like I said, 7.2%. Definitely get the job done. And once again, very distinctly Lagunitas. You get your hop bitterness right up front. There's no messing around with
it.
And then you kind of mellow back out into those, you know, a little bit sweeter and fruity flavors.
What I love about Lagunitas is they change up the flavor, but never the profile. You know it's a Lagunitas beer.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this is, I like a little fruit flavor. This is my favorite Lagunitas, I think. Because I like the hops anyway the Lagunitas works with, but wow. It doesn't have too much flavor. It's overpowering. I mean,
that's all coming from the hops anyway. They're not adding any fruit to this.
Yeah.
So all those flavors you're getting are coming from those.
That sweetness is... Man. By the way, that's what I call Guy during the show. Off the air, sweetness. That's the same. Yeah.
He does.
Great beer right there. Wow. What a nice surprise. And again, now we've got to hurry up and get it because they're going to be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
You can go to srprot.com/beerfinder to find exactly where you can go.
I got a phone number on there. You can call them.
Yes. That's right. You can call them.
I've heard the voicemails that have been left on their machines.
This is one of the greatest things. Tell that story again for people who don't know and have not tried Lagunitas. First of all, go get a Lagunitas product, and then what happens?
So I'm pretty sure they have a website where you can listen to them as well, but I went to one of their regional conferences, and they played a couple of the clips for us, and I mean, they were just absolutely hilarious.
Just people who call their hotline and can leave voicemails about anything.
And typically they are slightly inebriated.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ideally you've imbibed in their product.
I love you guys so much.
Well, their motto is beer speaks, people mumble.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then those people are mumbling.